Among the bishops attending the 13th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops on the New Evangelization is the Archbishop of Perth, Australia, Timothy Costello. He spoke to Charles Collins.
When people talk about a new evangelization, is there really that much of a difference from the old evangelization?
It's a great question. I think it's a question a lot of us are asking ourselves. What is actually new about the new evangelization? Because in Australia, we would see our challenge as, in many ways, just evangelization, trying to preach the gospel to people, trying to get them to see the beauty of it, the value of it, the difference it can make in their lives. That's been the challenge all along. I think maybe the new evangelization is coming out of a recognition that people who previously may have been connected with the church and living some form of a life of faith have drifted away. And so there's an attempt to reconnect with those people. I think that's one of the elements of the new evangelization.
How difficult is that? I mean, preaching the gospel to someone who hasn't heard of it, to someone who hasn't heard about Jesus is one thing, but trying to tell someone who in their heart feels like they've rejected religion or rejected Catholicism particularly for any reason, how hard is it to get that person to re-engage with the church?
I'm not so sure that it's mainly people who've rejected the gospel or rejected the church or rejected Catholicism. There's a little bit of that. I think it's more that people have just drifted away. We live in Australia in a, you know, it's a pretty well-off country. It's a beautiful place to live. We've got, you know, so many resources, so many riches, that it's easy to forget the need for God. So I think it's more a case of people drifting away, gradually finding themselves distanced from the church in their day-to-day lives. So it's trying to get people to get in touch, I think, with the deeper realities of their lives, where maybe the need for God is still there, but they're not in touch with it because they're distracted, if you like, by so many other things. So that's the challenge. But, you know, we often speak of people having this deep hunger for God, this deep hunger for the gospel, for things of the Spirit. I think in Australia it's very deep and it doesn't easily rise to the surface. So that's one of our big challenges, to try and find ways of connecting with that deeper reality in people's lives.
You speak about a deep hunger. Sometimes when that hunger comes up and people realize it, they feel that the Catholic Church, because of priest shortages, because of various reasons, they might think, you know, this isn't giving me what I want. They become Protestants, they move into Eastern spirituality. There's such a strong spirituality tradition in the Catholic Church. Is this something that's been kind of lost in the last few years?
I think it has. I'd say probably more than the last few years. I think it's been lost or obscured, or somehow people don't notice it. I think that's been happening for a long time. I don't want to be overly critical of the past, because my own experience, you know, I'm 58. I've got a lot of experience of my own journey. My experience of the church is very positive. But I do think that for a lot of people, maybe it's the way they were catechized, maybe it was their experience, perhaps going to Catholic schools or whatever. They've got this idea that the Catholic faith is about rules and regulations. It's the kind, I think they sometimes think it's going to limit my life, it's going to restrict my life, it's going to just put a whole lot of boundaries about what I can do and who I can be. So they see it as a restricting thing. Whereas, as you say, you know, with the rich spiritual traditions that we have, it's actually a freeing thing. So that's the challenge, to help people see that, really to help people see the beauty of the Christian and Catholic faith.